The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, September the 24th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia for the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia. Shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to bulldogkia.com. Or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. A Tennessee supermarket shooting, details about the Gabby Petito case from Magdalene Rose, and those siding with pro-abortion groups. Authorities near Memphis, Tennessee, said that a shooting inside of a Kroger supermarket left at least one dead and about a dozen people injured on Thursday afternoon. The alleged gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, police confirmed to local media. Other details about the nature of those who were injured were not provided. Officers were dispatched to the Kroger at around 1:30 p.m. local time, adding the police do not know how many people were inside the store at the time of the shooting. The alleged gunman's identity and motive were not disclosed. The latest about the case regarding the tragic death of a young woman. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose with more.
The FBI on Friday said that the U.S. District Court of Wyoming issued a federal arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie, a person of interest in the disappearance and homicide of the deceased Gabby Petito. The warrant alleges that Laundrie committed debt card fraud between August 30, 2021 and September 1, 2021. The warrant is pursuant to a federal grand jury indictment for violation of federal statute 18 U.S.C. 1029, use of unauthorized devices related to Mr. Laundrie's activities following the death of Gabby Petito. While this warrant allows law enforcement to arrest Mr. Laundrie, the FBI and our partners across the country continue to investigate the facts and circumstances of Ms. Petito's homicide, FBI Denver Special Agent in Charge Michael Schneider said in a statement on Friday. He went on to say, "We urge individuals with knowledge of Mr. Laundrie's role in this matter or his current whereabouts to contact the FBI." I think one of the reasons that the Gabby Petito case has generated so much international and domestic interest is that a lot of young women throughout the world feel that this could happen to them. They could be killed by somebody that they know. They could suffer what we are suspecting is domestic abuse. That could happen to them. And that's something that isn't discussed enough by feminist groups or really, I think, by parents in general. There seems to be this misconception that every girl is a girl boss now, that because we have reached in the minds of many people complete equality, that there's no danger to being a young woman. And I say, as a young woman, there is quite a bit of danger in it. We're not as physically strong in men. There's not this ability to protect ourselves in the same level that young men have. So it's important not to be naive. It's important not to teach girls that equality in the admissions process in a university makes them safe on the street, makes them safe walking back to their car, because that's not the truth. And these cases, like the Gabby Petito case, they really serve to show young women that the world is not especially safe for young women simply because a female politician may say that it is. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Yelp, an online directory for food and businesses, is reportedly planning to, quote, double match employee contributions to pro-abortion groups opposing the new Texas Heartbeat Act, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Texas Heartbeat Act, which went into effect on September the 1st, prohibits most abortions after the detection of a fetal heartbeat and is enforced through private lawsuits. Women who have an illegal abortion cannot be sued under the law. More companies have begun speaking out against the law in recent days, and Yelp will now reportedly double match employee donations to Planned Parenthood or similar organizations starting in October. Our quote of the day comes from St. Leo the Great. "No one, however weak, is denied a share in the victory of the cross. No one is beyond the help of the prayer of Christ." Later on today, we'll be discussing the close connection between Jesus' passion and Mary's sorrows. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi everyone, Jamie Scott here. For those that might not know me, I'm the director of the Sparrow's Nest here in Athens, Georgia. We're a local nonprofit aimed to help those who are broken, beaten, and abused and stereotyped by the harshness of this world. Our team work alongside many local businesses and community members to provide service to our clients. One of those businesses is Bulldog Kia. Did you know when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia, a portion of your purchase goes to the Sparrow's Nest? You can buy a new car and get the chance to save lives. How cool is that? Head on over to BulldogKia.com to check out their great selection of new Kias. Have you seen the new 2022 Kia Telluride? It's beautiful. You can also visit them in person on Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club. You can learn more about the Sparrow's Nest and additional ways you can give back to our organization by visiting sparrowsnestathens.org. Thank you for your support, and remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Today we commemorate the Feast of Our Lady of Ransom, also known as Our Lady of Mercy or Nuestra Señora de la Merced. The Blessed Virgin appeared in 2018 in three separate visions to St. Peter Nolasco, St. Raymond of Pennafort, and King James I of Aragon, asking them to found a religious order dedicated to freeing Christian captives from the barbarous Saracens or Moors, who at that time held a great part of Spain. On August the 10th, 1218, King James established the Royal Military and Religious Order of Our Lady of Ransom, first known as the Order of St. Eulalia, now known as the Mercedarian Order, with the members granted the privilege of wearing his own arms on their breast. Most of the members were knights, and while the clerics recited the divine office in the commanderies, they guarded the coasts and delivered prisoners. This pious work spread everywhere and produced heroes of charity who collected alms for the ransom of Christians and often gave themselves up in exchange for Christian prisoners. Finally, big tech companies that operate around the globe have long promised to obey local laws and to protect civil rights while doing business. But when Apple and Google capitulated to Russian demands and removed a political opposition app from their local app stores, it raised worries that two of the world's most successful companies are more comfortable bowing to undemocratic edicts and maintaining a steady flow of profits than upholding the rights of their users. The app in question, called Smart Voting, was a tool for organizing opposition to Russia President Vladimir Putin ahead of elections held over the weekend. The ban levied last week by a pair of the world's richest and most powerful companies galled supporters of free elections and free expression. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news.